Savannah College of Art and Design students want Clarence Thomas' name off of building, but can't say why. By Alana Mastrangelo on December 10, 2018. Students from the Savannah College of Art and Design agreed to the removal of Clarence Thomas' name from a building on campus, but admitted in a new video to not knowing why they take this position. Savannah College of Art and Design, SCAD. Students started a petition in October to remove Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas' name from a building on campus. The petition was created in response to the Kavanaugh hearings, which had dredged up old footage from the 1991 Thomas hearings, which was then used by conservatives to point out that this was not the first time a Supreme Court confirmation hearing turned into an elaborate witch trial. Not everyone comprehended the message, however, including the SCAD student who started the anti-Thomas petition, admitting that the Kavanaugh hearings made her learn, for the first time, that a building named after Justice Thomas exists on campus. Fast forward a few months, and students on campus are still in agreement with the removal of Thomas' name from the building, but they appear to have completely forgotten what the outrage was supposed to be about. Campus Reform's Cabot Phillips recently visited the school and asked students to share their thoughts regarding the situation. Students agreed to removing the justice's name from the building, but when asked to provide specific examples as to what Justice Thomas has said or done that would warrant such removal, students were unable to provide answers. "I don't know, I haven't done much research on this. I just saw a Facebook petition about it. And that's kind of the extent of it," said one student. "This is such a liberal community, and, to degrade that in any way is not really the SCAD way for things. He is a historical figure, though, so is Hitler," answered another student. The student who compared Justice Thomas to Hitler was then asked if he could point to an example of what Thomas has done to deserve having his name removed, to which the student replied, "I mean, not in particular." You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @rmastrangelo and on Instagram.